We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey! And a good Wednesday afternoon.
Woo!
May I say it's good to be with you. It is a gorgeous day, a little warm, but fine. I don't see a cloud in that sky out there. And good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Now, what have you two
beautiful
little...
beautiful day.
What have you two little devils created for today's show?
Well, I wish I even knew, Mr. Parks.
Sam doesn't even know. I've been holding out something that I think you'll find very funny. I've been holding out for a couple days because there were some logistics to get through.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Their people had to contact my people and my
paperwork
people had to contact, right. I got an email about a week ago from our friends over at Starlight. You know how much I love Starlight.
You're the voice of Starlight.
I sometimes direct people to the nearest appropriate refreshment center. And I got an email and they said, we have a crazy question for you, but would you be at all interested in joining us on the stage as an actor?
What?
In the upcoming smash hit musical, Sister Act.
Well, isn't that special?
Oh, shut
yes,
up.
Yes, I am, people. Guess
wait a minute.
What? They asked several people around town, would you like to appear in a small but outstanding role in this live musical, Sister Act? They asked a handful of people around town. So I did not know who the others were, but I immediately said, let me get with my calendar and see if I can move some stuff around. I'm going to make this happen. And I just want to tell you some of the people that you will be seeing at the upcoming performance of Sister Act
now,
at Starlight.
Quick question. Is this all in one performance? So it's you and some other people that we may recognize, or are these in different performances?
They are in different performances.
Okay. So you're all playing the same role?
We are all playing the same role.
In different performances of
on
Sister
different
Act.
Nights okay. In Sister Act.
So it's a female part, which is why I should not be offended that I was not offered an invitation. Oh, wait a minute.
You can find offense if you want to.
If we could cue the religious music, please, Sam.
Yes.
I'm just going to read from Starlight. Rejoice with us, Kansas City. We are thrilled to announce that six of your favorite Kansas City personalities will be joining us next week to play the role of a lifetime in Sister Act at Starlight Theater. Get your tickets now. And I'm going to read you some of the list, which I was so excited to see this. One of the roles goes to our Kansas City Mayor, Quentin Lucas.
Oh.
One of the roles goes to our very good friend, Chief Meteorologist, Brian Busby.
Of course.
One of the roles goes to our friend, Hartzell Gray.
Love Hartzell.
Voice of
Sporting Park.
Everything Kansas City right now.
I am in the final performance on Sunday night, Sundays.
We're missing somebody. There's six.
Pat McGonigal.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And Bill Hurlbrink, who does...
Bill Hurlbrink does Weather at Channel 5.
Weather at Channel 5. Okay. I am the only female. I am the final performance on Sunday night, and I will be playing the role of the Pope.
Yeah.
Bless you.
I want to bless you.
I'd like to start with something funny.
Oh, my gosh. When I heard it was the Pope, I'm like, I'm in. I can't wait.
God bless you.
Where do I sign?
Wait, you're a woman.
Yeah, go with it.
The Pope can't be a woman.
Yeah, he should be.
I that's fine that he should be. The Pope can't be a woman.
It is a small part.
Clearly not based on fact.
Toward the end of the performance, and I cannot wait. But all I want, honestly, is a picture with like Busby and the mayor and everybody dressed up like the Pope. It's going to be hilarious.
That special.
Right. Well, good for you. No, I think that's great.
I am
that's fun.
Super excited.
Good for you. So when is your performance
it
as
is
the Pope?
Next
the Pontiff.
Sunday night.
You'll be the Pontiff.
Thank
I hate
you, my
that
child.
Word.
It
bless,
is next
bless me, please.
Sunday night.
God bless you.
They are out there the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st. I will be there on the 21st.
Well, that's great. Good for you. Ominous Dominus.
Thank you.
You have no idea what I just said.
It's all good.
By the way,
I'm all knowing. I'm the Pope.
Wait, there can't be that many lines if you're doing this next week.
Do you have any lines?
Well, I don't want to talk about that. That is a surprise. It's the big reveal.
In other words, you don't know.
No, I do know. I'm getting like a wardrobe person and a
makeup artist,
dance coach, and a makeup
Wait,
artist.
Wait, you have to dance?
And a concierge. I believe there's dancing involved.
Are you going to rehearse?
Yes, there is a. There are rehearsals. We're working that out.
Well, you know, I've been... Starlight's one of my favorite venues.
I've never been up there. I've never been up looking
right.
down. I'm always down looking up.
All right, let me speak a blessing until we meet again. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Yes.
May the Lord show you his favor this week and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you his peace. God bless you. We love you. Have a great, great week.
See yeah.
Sister Act, by the way, the feel-good musical comedy featuring original music by Tony and 8-time Oscar winner Alan Menken. It won 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical.
Okay, so what night are you performing? So everybody
Sunday night.
Sunday what?
The 21st.
No.
August 21st.
Yes. The Sister Act is there the 16th through the 21st, and I think Mayor Q is up first.
Well, get us some tickets.
I want you to come because it. First of all, Scott, the music, the gospel music in that it's been a few years since I've seen it. It'll take your breath away.
Well, Kelly and I and Mary Beth and Sam would love to go.
All right,
so
you're in.
4 comp tickets would be very appreciated.
You are in.
Since you are an actor.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, I forgot until you mentioned it and we were goofing about it. You really are the voice at Starlight Theater. For the concession
stands. Yeah, if you're looking for, you know, where to buy your merch and...
Starlight has a wide range of food and drinks to satisfy your cravings.
See, they know I can read lines.
Concession stands and portable units across the theater offer everything
All
from
right.
frozen drinks and ice cream to favorites like soft pretzels and popcorn. Starlight offers a variety
okay.
of healthy options,
Excuse me,
too.
I'm getting
Check out our salad selection or
Ooh,
hummus
salads.
Or chicken salad croissants. Bon appetit.
The what?
What is a portable unit, by the way? Is that a fancy term for the port-a-john?
No, they have actual bathrooms out there.
Like you got to take a dump and you can't wait anymore?
See, you can't make fun of Starlight because I don't want them to yank my performance.
Concession stands
I don't
and
have a stand-in, Scott.
What's a portable unit?
I don't have a stand-in for my performance. I'm it.
There's not an understudy?
I have to be very careful this week because I don't have an understudy.
Scott, the text line believes that you
I'm
are not
overstudy.
Asked to join this performance because you're not in the media.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Kansas City Current. Fine.
Check out our salad right. selection or hummus or chicken salad croissants.
Croissants.
Croissant. Wouldn't that be funny if I had gone croissant?
Well, no, this is going to be fun. I'm excited.
I'm super
for
excited. I would like you guys to come, and I am going to try not to just absolutely fall down laughing because I think it's going to be funny.
No, you have to take this seriously.
Well, I take it 100% seriously, but I also think like it's a smash hit musical. Comedy as well. I don't think I'm actually, you know.
In the movie, the Pope attends a performance of the sister
at
concert.
The end. Correct.
Okay. Ominous Dominus. Good luck.
Get on your feet. There's going to be dancing. And if they ask me not to sing, I'm going to join in the choir anyway.
All right. So this is Sunday,
the 21st.
August 21st.
Yes.
Out at Starlight Theater. This will be fun. All
I'm
right.
excited.
Good for you. We've got a stack full of stuff that we're going to get to today, including the Shawnee lawyer who is going to prison herself.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck happened to that one?
That's a hot mess.
She's a hero.
And hero in. Yeah. Also, independent schools are, it sounds like, among the first to fall, considering a four-day school week. We'll get to all of that and much more coming up this afternoon here on Dana and Parks.
All right, let me speak a blessing. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor this week and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. We love you.
We're going to go to Independence, Missouri in the 3 o'clock hour of the program and discussion there about a four-day school week. So if you're wanting to chime in on that, that will start right after the 3 o'clock news. We begin with this from Channel 9. An Amber Alert has been canceled after a young child was found safe near St. Louis. The Missouri Highway, and you may be wondering, hang on, St. Louis is like 3.5 hours away. Why are we talking about this?
Hang on.
Because it affects a lot of you. The Missouri Highway Patrol issued an Amber Alert in the 4 o'clock hour this morning for a missing 2-year-old girl. We know it was in the 4 o'clock hour because a lot of you were alerted on your cell phones at about 4:15 or so, including people in my own home. The patrol said that someone left Amari Washington, age 2, unattended in a car in a parking lot in St. Louis at 2:43 this morning. They left the 2-year-old unattended in a car in a parking lot in St. Louis at 2:43 this morning. Someone stole that car. It was a brown and dark purple 2012 Sonata. With the 2-year-old inside. St. Louis County Police reported the child was found safe around 6 o'clock this morning. No other details about her recovery.
But okay, first of all, back up, and then we're going to get to the local angle of this story, because trust me when I say there is a local angle to this story. Are mom and dad going to be charged here?
Well, let's hope so.
The girl was unattended in a car, 2:45 a.m., which, by the way, what was it, 80 degrees yesterday?
It was 2:45 in the morning.
In the parking lot of a senior living facility.
Where was mom and dad? I'm going to go to the St. Louis
Post-Dispatch. I'm looking, and it says no suspect in custody. One of the news stations, the NBC, spoke with the uncle and longtime family friend. After the girl was found, he told Channel 5, they believe the child slept through the whole ordeal and that she gave him a hug when she saw them after being recovered. But where are the charges against whoever left a child unattended in a car that I'm assuming had the keys in it or was unlocked or was running?
Let me see if it says in this story here whether the car, I'm assuming one of the two, yes. By the way, mom works at the senior citizens apartment complex as a security guard.
Oh, my God.
So presumably,
she probably didn't have anyone to watch the child.
Right.
Left had the to child go to work, in the car. Left the child in the car.
Right. That's what we can assume. Yes. Police handled the case as an abduction starting at about 2:45 this morning and did issue an Amber Alert, which was sent to mobile phones displayed on digital billboards and broadcast on radio stations and television. I was not awake at 2:45 this morning, nor at 4:15 when I believe the Amber Alert was sent out. I would imagine KMBZ carried that Amber Alert. We are the flagship for that kind of stuff here in Kansas City, but I did not hear it because I was not awake.
By the way, being security for this facility, would she not know that it's probably not a good idea to leave your car running with your 2-year-old inside at 2:30 in the morning?
I don't know. We have had so many of these cases.
This is her job.
Where the child is in the car and you just run in for a minute or, you know, that is a side separate issue because that's St. Louis. Not that it doesn't happen here. We do want to talk about the Amber Alert. I did not get that notification on my phone.
Nor did I.
You did not.
Kelly did.
But your wife did.
Yeah. I didn't get it either.
Kelly got it at 4:15 this morning, and she had to leave for work early, but we were talking about she could not fall back asleep, and she had to be at the hospital this morning at 7 o'clock. So that the way I understood it was the Amber Alert came through on her phone through the Ring doorbell app.
Okay, we are Amber Alerting through Ring doorbells now.
That's the way I understood the conversation we had this morning.
Why? But here's the question. I understand with I-70 running right on through us that for our truck drivers, for our highway signs through the Scout system, you would want that notification west of St. Louis. You know, if someone possibly abducted the child and was heading this way on the highway, we don't know. But to your point earlier out in the newsroom, Scott, at 4 a.m. when 95% of the people listening right now are asleep, mm-hmm. not in your car, not in any position to see anyone on a highway who's stolen a child.
Not about to get in your car either.
And 4 hours away from where this happened, these types of cases bother me because you don't want to water down the Amber Alert system. You don't want people just saying, screw it, I'm done, and turning off the notifications.
That's what I'm afraid is going to happen.
I know. Because if you looked at that this morning at 4 a.m., and please call in if you got that alert at 586-7798. Call us. I want to hear from you. If you got that 4 a.m. alert, I would have looked at my phone and thought, you've got to be kidding me.
Yes, Kelly did. And she almost, we had a conversation about it. I said, why don't you just turn off the notifications? And she can't because of her job. And she goes, this is the kind of stuff that makes me wish I could. I mean, what are you supposed to do at 4 o'clock in the morning?
We need some clarification from the Missouri Highway Patrol. And then in Kansas, is it also KHP that handles that in Kansas?
Yes.
That handles Amber Alert?
Yes.
It's not the sheriff's departments because...
No, they have to request it through Kansas Highway Patrol.
You are able to geofence these things somehow. If people in the cloud know that I'm shopping at Target over here, and they know when I leave that I've looked up something online over here, and they can follow me like that as a consumer, certainly we have the technology, Scott, to send those alerts to an appropriate region. And they're going to say, well, how do you know that at 4 a.m. that person wasn't getting in their car, and then by 8 a.m. they would be in Kansas City? Well, why send the alert out at 4 a.m. when the abduction was in St. Louis and we're here?
Somebody says, I got mine on the Ring app as well. And another person, two people on the text line are saying they got theirs through the Ring Door phone app.
Yeah, I also just checked the history on mine because mine keeps a log of any Amber Alerts that come through, and it's not even on the history.
Okay. Another person says they were out and about at 4 o'clock this morning to go fishing, and the Amber Alert did come over our radio station, says it scared the boop out of them.
I don't know what the answer is here, and we need our listeners to weigh in. You can't just say, okay, it's in Missouri, we're not gonna Amber Alert everybody.
But why did Kelly get it, and you and I didn't, Sam didn't? I don't understand how this works.
Do you have the Ring doorbell app?
I do not have it. No, but don't they put it out through other mechanisms other than the Ring doorbell app?
I am signed up for all government, emergency, and child abduction alerts. I looked the last time we talked about this. But again, I don't think that I need to be alerted at 4 a.m. that a child in St. Louis was just taken.
No.
Alert Kansas City, like, I don't know, at 7 a.m.
Somebody else asked on the text line, is it a possibility that it's an 816 versus a 913 thing? No, Kelly has a 913, and so do I. Now, granted, hers came through the Ring doorbell app. I do not have that app on my phone. But what, I mean, if the Amber Alert system is so important, and I do believe it is, okay, let's be fair. I do believe it is. Why do some people get it who have the Ring doorbell app, but... people like, I mean, what if I was out and about at 4 o'clock in the morning? Are my eyes not valuable?
I will say this. I think all of St. Louis should have gotten the alert.
Agreed.
At 4 a.m.
Agreed.
Even if most of those people are also in bed, that's at least in their geographical area. So you have to send it out, cast that wide net, so you get the fisherman or the person that's coming in off third shift. You don't send it to Kansas City.
586-7798. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Scott Parks. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment here on KMBC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, where Alex Cooper, who identified himself as an uncle of the two-year-old girl, said the girl's mother does work as a security guard at that apartment complex. The mother went indoors to use the restroom. So it doesn't sound like she was working there. She works there, but went inside to use the restroom, came back outside to find her vehicle and her daughter gone.
She was not working at the time, and not that that would be an excuse to leave your child in the car, but...
But you would mildly be able to understand it. I worked the overnight shift. I couldn't find daycare. What was I to do, leave the kid at home alone? Of course not. Certainly leaving them alone in a car in a parking lot wouldn't have been a better idea. But she was not working, according to an uncle of the girl. She works there, but had gone inside to use the restroom. Suffice it to say, she had her two-year-old out and about at 2:45 in the morning. Okay. There could be reasons for that. Not many. But she left that child unattended in a car, and clearly the keys were either in it or it was left running because it was quickly taken. Suffice it to say, an Amber Alert went out across the state of Missouri and here in the Kansas City Metro, including on the Kansas side of the state line, at 4:15 roughly. A lot of people on the text line indicating they got their Amber Alert on their Ring doorbell app at about 4:15 this morning. Somebody says, I got my message through Comcast.
Now, there could be reason for sending it out 2 hours later to everybody in the state, because if there are truck drivers headed eastbound on I-70,
sure,
and they were headed to Kansas City, they would be about at the halfway point between St. Louis and Kansas City.
I just feel like they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't, mm-hmm. Sam, because you don't want to miss the one opportunity, the one time that someone's going out to go fishing and happens to see the car. But you also, when you're blasting it out so far away in the middle of the night and you're waking people up, you don't want to water down the system overall so that people start shutting the notifications off.
Let's go to Jim in Olathe, 586-7798. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
Ah, good. Well, I got mine on Ring as well, and I'm here in Olathe. But with Ring, I didn't get the big, you know, beep 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 for the loud notification to wake you up, that type of thing. It just, it was on my phone when I got up at 5 something this morning. But what I heard was that the car that the child was found in was a different car, but with the tag from the car that was stolen.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, Jim. We're getting a lot of wind on your call, so we're going to put you on hold. There's definitely a photo of a crime scene technician looking at a license plate leaning up against like a picnic table near where the car was found. I don't know if they found her in her own car or second car. It's her own car.
It indicates that it was in that car because the story from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch says that at 6:20 this morning, police announced that they had found the girl and the stolen vehicle less than a mile away,
okay,
and that she was safe. So that I read that as the stolen car, you know, and the girl were found at the same location a mile away.
I don't know how many times we can scream about this because it just keeps happening. It just keeps happening where the car is stolen and the kids are inside and everyone's like, oh, well, man, that was a close one. And, you know, kids returned and everything's fine. But I don't know what to say, Scott. You either charge the parents or you start putting teeth behind whatever laws there are, or you don't. And apparently there's an unwillingness to do that. We don't ever hear. Scott, I don't know.
I mean, the argument could be made, well, they've suffered enough. Have they? Because apparently nobody learns the lesson. And I shouldn't say no. That painting with way too broad.
And I've heard this from listeners before. How many people leave their cell phone in their car and you go, oh, my gosh, I left my cell phone in my car. And you go back to get your phone. But there are people out there that will leave that child in the car with the car running.
But I would make the argument a lot of people, and I would bet in this case, although we don't know, let's be clear, I would bet in this case the child was left intentionally in the car, not to do it harm.
Oh, 100% intentionally.
But because
she ran in to go to the bathroom.
But because the child would be inconvenient.
At 2:45 in the morning, most children are.
Yeah.
You don't want to wake that baby up, so you run in to go to the bathroom, which is what she was doing, running in to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So you leave the baby in the car and you're thinking, okay, it's 85 degrees out. I'll be real quick. I'm going to leave it running with the air on. I mean,
but if you're just running in and running out, why not turn the car off and lock it?
Because then you're leaving a baby in a locked car when it's over 80, 85 degrees. And then you're in trouble for that, as you should be.
Right. But in the shade, in an 85 degree day, not in the sun on a 100 degree day.
Well, here, can I be Captain Obvious here for just a moment? Forgive me. Mom was not working, right? The way we understand
it. My understanding from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch story, she was not. She ran in to go to the bathroom.
All right. Mom was not working, according to the uncle, and had just run into her place of employment to use the restroom. Here's a novel idea. Be home. You have a child. With a child comes responsibility. You don't need to be out at 2:43 in the morning if you're not working. With a two-year-old child.
During a time in our state, in our country, where cars are being stolen so often that police really don't even have the time to go try to track down your stolen car unless there's a child in it. Did you see that KCK police are investigating after 25 cars were stolen this week, Scott, from the Fairfax plant, from the GM Fairfax plant? 25 cars were stolen.
Yes.
This week.
Yes.
So this is happening. We know that this is happening. Why would you leave a two-year-old in the car at 2:45 in the morning?
To borrow an old adage, you can't fix stupid. You just can't. People are dumb. And I don't mean to be a negative Nancy about it, but that's just the facts. People are dumb. The child is an inconvenience. I can't let a two-year-old child get in the way of my social life. I have things to do. I've got people to see. It's 2:43 in the morning. I want to go have fun.
Yeah, people on the text line are even speculating that she wasn't exactly running in to go to the restroom.
That I we don't know. It we seems know odd that. To me that you would drive to work to use the restroom, but Sam, who knows?
Yeah. Or from the text line, is there a chance that this young mother, I don't know the mother's age, was living in the car at the time?
Theoretically, I guess it's possible.
Yeah.
If that would be the case, I want police to come out and say that. That this is one of those cases where this mom has so few options. We are trying to get her help. We are hooking her up with resources to do that. She's a single mom, right. You know, made a bad choice. We're not hearing them say that. Now, we're also not hearing them say we're investigating and charges could be brought against the adult who left the kid in the car. They're just not saying.
All right. Regardless, here is an option that I just thought of for the Amber Alert, because clearly a number of you got it. A number of us did not. I don't understand the disparity. Why doesn't it just go out to phones? I mean, if everybody needs to get their eyes out and pay attention to cars that they're passing on the road, why does it go to some people and not to others? Why not between what are normally considered to be the sleeping hours? And I understand that a lot of people in America work overnight shifts or drive trucks overnight, whatever. And I'm certainly not discounting them by any stretch of the imagination. But the overwhelming majority of Americans are asleep in the middle of the night. Why not during what are generally considered the sleeping hours, which is 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., if an Amber Alert has to be issued, it's issued on silent.
I will tell you why. And this is about a year old, so stop me if the technology has changed. Your Ring doorbell system has added critical alerts to its iOS app, and the feature allows critical alerts to bypass your do not disturb and mute switch. The update rolled out to users in April of 2020. It won't allow it. Now, if there is an armed maniac running naked down my street screaming, I would like to kill a woman who's sleeping with four children in the house, I would like that Ring doorbell camera alert to say, hey, by the way, there's a maniac on the loose in your general little geofenced part of the world. Fortify your home. He's coming. I'd love that. I don't want the 4 a.m. some kid was taken in St. Louis right. alert. There's got to be a way. And our tech people should call in on this. There's got to be a way to figure that out.
And why don't we get Amber Alerts from Omaha, Nebraska, which is closer to Kansas City
or
than
Manhattan,
St. Louis.
Kansas, right. Or Topeka, or, you know.
Well, we do from Topeka, but we don't get them from Omaha, Nebraska. We don't get them from Lincoln, Nebraska.
We don't get them from Tulsa.
Well, Tulsa's a five-hour drive. But St. Louis is 3.5-4-hour drive from Kansas City. You just made that drive a week and a half ago. I know this because I drive it once a football season. Lincoln, Nebraska is a 3-hour drive, and Omaha is even less from Kansas City. But we never get Amber Alerts out of those two cities.
I think the idea is that it's a statewide emergency alert system. But, yeah, when you're in a city like Kansas City and you might have something go down in St. Louis, is it more apropos to have it go over onto the Illinois side of the state line rather than affect every single person in the state of Missouri?
Yeah. All right. We're moving on. We'll get to a couple of other stories coming up in the 3 o'clock hour of the program today.
Yeah, we will.
The city of Independence, the school district there is, it's our understanding, considering a 4-day school week.
And the Kansas City mayor has weighed in on social saying, do not do this. And he mentions eating Captain Crunch at home as a child alone. And it's kind of a funny tweet, but the mayor said, don't. Please, Independence, do not open this door. You will not like what you find on the other side. We're going to talk about that coming up. Also, more heat illnesses at a smaller area college. And you know this, Scott, we have had a lot of heat-related deaths when it comes to football practice season. I will ask again, how does this keep happening? But it does. And I'd love to hear from our coaches and from our athletes about it as we are moving into, what, another 100-degree plus weekend.
Right, it's going to be in the
ahead.
Upper 90s, yeah. All right, we'll get to that much more coming up this afternoon here on Dana and Parks. All right, story here from Las Vegas. It involves gambling, so I know Dana's going to be interested.
What is this?
Investigators with the Nevada Gaming Control Board say three men bent cards while playing table games similar to poker, cheating at least three Las Vegas casinos to win over $126,000. Pogo Simityan faces charges of committing fraudulent acts in a gaming establishment, cheating in a gaming establishment, and cheating at gaming. Yes, all those three charges kind of sound the same, but they're separate charges. The two other suspects with hard-to-pronounce names took plea deals on charges of conspiracy to commit a crime.
Are these Russian men?
It sounds like their names sound either Russian or maybe like South Asian.
Okay.
Vehan Sujan is another one.
I said this out in the newsroom to Sam. You can't bend the cards. Like, you will get caught the second one is bent. They'll be like, that's a bent card. I don't know how this went on long enough in Vegas, no less. Now, this isn't some small town casino in Western Kansas. How did it go on?
They did it at Paris, Las Vegas, and also at Planet Hollywood.
It's literally the dumbest thing I've ever heard, because there is no other more surveilled place in the world than Las Vegas.
It's an imperfect world. Cards get bent every day.
No, that's true.
Just the face cards, Sam. They were only bending the face cards.
Card bending don't discriminate.
I'm assuming that's frowned upon.
I mean, my God. Oh, by the way, it wasn't even blackjack for my gamblers out there. Because you would want to know the bent cards that are coming are tens. You would want to know. So, right. You know, do I hit on a three? They did not get caught doing this playing blackjack. The games involved were Mississippi Stud and Let It Ride.
I don't even know what that means. Okay. And I'm looking for the Dave Matthews story in here. Did you guys hear about this?
Oh, God, please tell me it's okay. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, it's not bad. I mean, well, it's bad if you're underneath it. Oh, man, where did it go?
I can give you a quick synopsis.
You do that. I will give you more details, and then I'm getting to my favorite story of the entire year.
So today or yesterday was the anniversary of the Dave Matthews Band dumping 800 pounds
of dung.
Of poo. Onto a riverboat cruise in Chicago. Their septic tank was full. They decided that Bridge was the good place to go ahead and empty that septic tank.
Huh?
Well, it didn't hit the water, let's say. It
happened in 2004. The driver, by the way, the driver of the tour bus was sentenced to 18 months probation, 150 hours of community service, and a maximum fine of $10,000.
Oh, can you imagine? I mean, I don't even want to think about it. Can you imagine?
I mean, that crap was falling from the sky.
Yeah, it was. 18 years ago today, according to Parade magazine. At the time of the incident, it was reported. I don't even remember this happening, which is why I'm glad they're marking the 18th anniversary. At the time of the incident, it was reported that the Dave Matthews Band attempted to rectify the wrongdoing by saying that if the bus was found to be responsible, the band would work quickly to make amends.
Wait. Then Mayor Daley held a news conference on August 25th in which he released the videotape used as evidence. Daley also expressed his belief that the dumping was absolutely unacceptable, but that he believed the Dave Matthews Band, quote, was a very good band. Oh, my God.
Twitter had a field day with this. Happy 18th birthday, Dave Matthews Band poop incident. One user captioned the photo they shared of a sign seen at the Kinzie Street Bridge, the site where the heinous happenings occurred. More creative fans of Poopgate hopped on the trend to make jokes and share some memes. Okay. Dave Matthews Band did not issue a public statement or a response to mark the 18th anniversary.
Oh, come on, DMB!
Come on!
Safe to say that riverboat cruise did not end pleasantly.
Mm. And story here from CBS Money.
I literally cannot even imagine. I can't. I'm sitting here thinking, if you were on a boat with hundreds of people and that happened.
Why is the rain brown?
It's
just falling.
Then you would just, I mean, people would be gagging. There would be
vomit.
Retching, yes. There, you know, it's not just the dumping. It's then the retching with the dumping.
And then there's the smell.
We'll have your story coming up. And then my favorite story of the whole wide world year ever involving two younger baseball players. Oh, and if you have not seen that video, I watched it last night, Scott. I cried like a baby.
Yeah, that's a great story. All right, next hour on the program, Independent School District considering going to a four-day school week. We'll get to that and much more after the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.